Welcome to Maroondom, our base headquarters, day 38. Oh, it came in complete unison there, Mike. How is everybody? If you're hearing an echo, that's Mike.
I've stopped it now.
Can't get the staff.
I'm checking the feed.
Yes, dear. Mild domestic.
Talking of feed.
Yes.
That's a very nice dinner I made.
If you say so yourself.
Wasn't it?
It was a very, very nice dinner.
Jonathan's making jacket potato.
Ooh!
So we won't be able to type much.
That's okay.
But when he does, he can tell us what filling he's having.
Excellent. I always used to have...
What did we used to have at Costco?
Costco?
Yeah, we used to have a jacket potato.
Cheese and coleslaw.
Yeah.
But the best ever was the one from the Five Ways. Not the Five Ways. You know what I mean?
On the A6.
On the A6.
Yeah.
That was garlic butter and coleslaw.
We can do that again. Apart from the fact you don't eat potatoes.
There you go, tuna and cheese. Tuna and cheese. Reverse caps, that's clever, Simon. Now, for your next task, you need to get it typing backwards like Mike.
Who says tuna and cheese?
Jonathan says tuna and cheese in relation to your what filling
not
are you
in
having?
My feed.
Good evening, Jonathan. Hello, Paul. Deb, CQ, CQ, Deb. Good evening, Simon. How are we all doing?
Not
much change here. This was the problem I had last night, Mike. The chat was just moving. It's such a small window. And I'm like, whoa, where did that go? And I was all alone. Not alone tonight. We've got him for our whole show. So if you've got a question for Mike, tonight is the night.
You weren't alone all show.
No, you kept bobbing in and out in various states of
I
undress.
Did.
Yes, I remember it well. What have I got here?
Had a towel wrapped around me.
I've just got... Where's that come from?
What?
A folder's just opened with a TMP folder with something in it. I think something's crashed.
Probably.
But I don't know what.
Probably Camtasia.
No, I'm not using Camtasia. No. Not using it. Zoom's running. Maybe that's crashed.
Zoom.
Do you know what will have crashed? Whatever I need to use next, that will have crashed. But never mind. Anyway, right. So, what's happened? Oh, Simon, that's cruel. Various states of undress, preferable to various states of fully
really,
Freddy.
Simon.
There's nothing wrong with Mike and his Freddy outfits.
So, what happened this morning?
You brought... No, not this morning. I was just about to... Don't interject with that. I was just about to say how you made very many ladies very happy that night. Had all kinds of photos. Oh, can I have a selfie with you? You remember?
Yeah.
Never been so popular.
I missed that this year.
Oh, well, you'll just have to get dressed up here for my enjoyment.
Yeah, okay.
We could do video for the MacBiters, including Simon. Right, go on. What did you do this morning that made people happy?
I didn't say made people happy. Well, it will have made you happy.
Oh, steady on.
What arrived?
What arrived? Food.
Food.
In fact, it was more than food. While I was asleep.
Yes, the shopping fairy.
Yes, but it arrived at such a silly time.
It was about 20 past eight.
See what I mean? Silly time. Didn't get to bed till five to five. Yes, I did notice it had arrived. And do you know how I noticed it had arrived?
How?
This is really sad. You know Lola Cam?
Yeah.
I used it to peruse the food.
Really?
From a prone position up here.
It wasn't there that long.
There's lots of water and dog food and toilet rolls. I can see it.
Well, that's still in the hall, yes.
Yes, I know.
The rest of it's been put away.
But the best thing that came... Jonathan's going to want this now when he's had his baked potato. Gluten-free carrot cake. Ooh! Finest carrot cake, no doubt. Oh, excellent. Can't wait. Hello, Kim. How are you doing? 52. Day 52 for Kim. Press conference today in the UK. Lots of words said, not much meaning with them. Basically, we're going to be on lockdown until they decide otherwise. And they're concerned about a second peak. Given the number of people out and the stupid tricks they're up to, so am I. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Because I'm sensible. But we're still finding the stuff that's hysterical. Did you see, Mike? You know when you do your Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yes, but did you see the little lambs?
No.
Well, I've got a link for you. I'm going to paste it into the chat. Go and have a look at Mary's Little Lamb. It's classic. I'm not actually quite sure where it was. Was it in Wales? It must have been somewhere fairly rural, I would have guessed. That's not the right link. Hang on. Why did that not work? Come on. Right, there we go. Oh, there we go. That's right. Now, where is it, Mike? Is it Wales?
It's Wales.
I thought so. That's where the Waltzits were, wasn't it? The Wild Goats in Wales. Yeah. Llandudno. And I know that's probably not how you pronounce it, but that's a classic. That's a classic. I mean, the McDonald's is shut. Makes you wonder what they're wandering up there for. I bet it's because there must be lots of smells around there when people drop stuff.
Probably.
I would guess so. But apparently it's been overrun by Mary's Little Lamb. That is brilliant. I love it. Because actually, do you remember the picture that I shared, Mike?
You know, if you actually look at that story, you'd think it was an April Fool because the person who wrote it is called Becky Shepherd. Shepherd,
yeah.
Sheep.
And the guy is Andrew Thomas. But then in Wales, he would be.
Yeah.
Yes. No, but it was... you see these things. And that's like sheep in a line at McDonald's. And I'm pretty sure I shared with you guys the photo. If not the photo, I'm sure I told you the story. Of our local McDonald's the day before the government closed them down. And there was like a 5-mile queue. And the other thing that's been going on, and there's millions of stories, let me know in the chat if you've seen any where you are, millions of stories of parents who've had kids having a meltdown because they can't have a McDonald's or they can't have a KFC. And what some of these parents have been doing is like drawing literally McDonald's stuff on a bag to get them to eat the food. In my day, if you didn't eat it, you didn't get dessert.
No.
There was none of this turning your nose up at stuff.
Eat your greens.
Yeah. Oh, I had no choice because my dad worked in fruit and veg, didn't he? It's a fruit and veg wholesale company he worked for. All he ever brought home. He used to bring home a bag on Friday nights. Quite a big bag, like a big potato bag. Paperish. Basically, back in the day, they were paper. None of this recyclable stuff. And half of it would be potatoes and the rest of it would be vegetables. And that's what you ate. If you didn't eat that, you didn't get anything. Which I look back now and think, do you know what? They were probably right. They were probably right. But I just thought that story. They are real sheep. The last time we saw people in a queue at McDonald's, they were human sheep queuing up for what is allegedly food. But the last time we went in, it wasn't really food, was it? I mean, they were all right. We had chicken McNuggets.
Well, we did.
They were all right, but oh God, they were salty. They were nowhere near as nice as you, mate.
I like those cheesy things.
Cheesy bites?
Yeah.
But you can probably buy those frozen.
Oh, you can.
Because it cost us about 23 quid and we looked at it and we said, my God, a burger used to be 99p. It was ridiculous. For me, it was eat or don't eat. Made no difference. Exactly, Jonathan. You ate it or you didn't. I wouldn't have dared say to my mother.
What she's doing, but she's still got to think about it.
Well, she's obviously moving her bed around until she's comfortable. Can you imagine telling my mother? I mean, you didn't know my mother when I was a child, but you knew my mother later. Could you imagine telling my mother you weren't going to eat what she put in front of you?
No.
You would never live to tell the tale. She would not feed me until I'd eaten it. I swear to God, if I'd have left something, she'd have left it there a week. She'd have left it there till there was mould on it because she would have won.
You want to eat that, come high or hell or high water.
Exactly. And did it do me any harm? No. But I do have a carrot cake now, so I'm a happy girl. Fast food is open for drive-through and delivery. As far as I know, our drive-throughs are still closed. And there are some fast food shops that are opening, but it tends to be more local. It's not KFC. It's not McDonald's. I don't really know why, because very many of them around here are drive-through. I'm guessing it's for the staff inside, maybe they can't socially distance inside. Obviously, you could in a car. There was talk, wasn't there, of it was a sports thing where they were going to have everybody in the car park and relay the matches because people couldn't go in.
I saw that.
And I thought, really? It'd be a riot. It would be a riot. If the parents are that silly thinking the children need to have Andromeda's logos on it, they shouldn't have had children's music. Jonathan couldn't agree more. This one particular video, we just looked at each other and said, tell me that it's a joke. Basically, they were saying to the kid wanted something like a McDonald's. And they were saying, we can't go out. You can't have a McDonald's. And this was only like day two. It wasn't weeks in. And the kid was screaming. And then the kid turned around and said, what about a pizza? And she said, no, we can't go for pizza either. And the kid made like five suggestions, everyone saying no. And she was screaming. I'd be ashamed. I would be completely ashamed.
Yeah, I'm ashamed when she's barking
in her own garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's playing.
She is.
She's playing.
Oh, she's definitely playing.
She had visitors today, didn't she?
Daddy didn't, from a social distance. Daddy didn't get the rope back to her fast enough.
No. That's when she barks.
Yes.
This is why we have, was it 20 in a packet or 10?
Yes.
There was quite a few ropes in a packet and she wanted the noose because, but she did have visitors from a social distance.
She did.
Yeah, a couple of people that we know from church were wandering past. I wonder if they knew where we actually lived, whether they were just gawking because the dog was barking.
Oh, she's picked you up before.
Oh, she has, you're right. She did. She picked me up. So, yes, she did. She used to live around here. She used to live up on Braymore. Yeah. So Lola's had a visitor. Lola's thrilled. We did not have visitors. We were good. Yeah, so I thought I'd share the sheep story. Politically, no difference, like I've said. But I was thrilled today, wasn't I, Mike? He has no idea I was thrilled. But he'll pretend, won't you?
Why were you thrilled?
New version of Vivaldi out with a couple of very nice features.
Oh, I saw that on Slack.
Vivaldi's a very nice browser. Like it. I've been using it as my Notion host. And I have optimised the life out of it, including some very weirdness to make it do what I wanted it to do with Keyboard Maestro. So it's working perfectly. That's usually when something breaks. But today it was adding fast forward and rewind to pop out video, which was very nice. Who's using Edge? Who's using Edge? Good evening, Tracy. When Kim was little and didn't like what Mum cooked, pretend to eat it and put it in. When you're done, Mum would say, drink all the milk.
That reminds me of a story that I've just heard. When I was out, I was listening to a football autobiography, and the guy said he went over to Russia to do a deal, and they poured him a coffee, and it was the strongest coffee he'd ever seen. So he threw it at this plant, in this plant pot, and the host, seeing the coffee cup was empty, poured him another one.
I got charged when my first day in chambers as, I was a little baby barrister. I got charged with making the coffee. naive. How naive were they? I only did it once. Won't let me near the kitchen the second time. But I made this coffee and I made it as Mum would have it. But the difference was Mum would have like milk in it. And they were having it black. Apparently, you could have tarred the road with it and then some. They never asked for more. They could water it down for a week.
Well, last time we did coffee at church, which seems a long time ago now.
January.
Yeah, I didn't make the coffee. Somebody else did. And Dave Kendall said, oh, the tar's on its way.
The thing is with coffee, I think, unless you drink it, you know, and the other thing is, of course, most people these days, it's not just a coffee, is it, when they're out? It's a flat white latte, whatever. And it's all...
A skinny latte.
All complete mystery to me, I can assure you.
A skinny Americano.
Whatever. And we basically just serve coffee, if you're lucky. So I never got that job twice. I can assure you I didn't. Hello, Anthony. Hello.
Anyway, to answer your question, no, I avoid it.
Which one?
Edge.
Ah, right. Well, I started Edge up and I've got a bit of a problem with the Microsoft updater, which is probably my own fault, isn't it? Yes, it's open again and it's crashed. So basically what's happening is it's opening itself and then not responding. Because of that, I had to go in and manually fiddle around with all of the apps, which took me in to Microsoft Edge. Now, I have it really, really minimal. So I instantly noticed that there was an extra button on the toolbar because I don't have any buttons on the toolbar. And it's a containers button or a collections, one of the other collections. So I thought that looks interesting. I'm assuming you can share with it, but I haven't gone there yet. But there's a nice new button for me to play with. Yesterday officially marked Microsoft transitioning to away from Office 365 to Microsoft 365. If you've done your updates, you'll have seen a little dialogue box, but it didn't actually say much, did it?
No, I don't think it did.
It just said there was a change of name. I mean, in fact, there was so little information with it. If you didn't already know what was going on, you'd probably be quite concerned and think you'd been hacked.
I just closed it.
Well, you would, but some people, you know what they're like. I've got this dialogue box, and then they freeze.
I found myself at work yesterday saying Office 365, and then later on during the course said Microsoft 365.
That's it. You'll be changing that for weeks. Boris is talking to the Queen as well, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, Boris is back. What Boris about? Is back talking to the Queen. Well, he has a little powwow with her once a week, doesn't he? State of the Nation and all of that. So that's going on, apparently.
So she knows how to use Zoom, does she?
It's a telephone call on a dial telephone. Did you not see the telephone sat next to her?
How 1990s?
1890s. It was prehistoric. Ah, right. So Paul's saying it's okay. Mainly use it to web clip to Notion. Be nice if it creates for Safari extension. Totally agree with you. I obviously my main browser is Firefox, but when Notion first brought out their clipper, it only worked in Chrome. So you had no choice whatsoever, and it drove me mad. I decided at that point I'd make Chrome my Notion host and just use Notion in there. I don't use the Notion app because I can't have multiple tabs. That's the sole reason. So I tend to dedicate the browser to it. And I'd made Edge the browser for that because in Edge I can use the clipper from Chrome. It uses Chrome clippers. But Safari, it's taken them so long. I mean, the Notion clipper has been out now at least 14 months. And if they haven't got a Safari one by now, I'm not seeing it. Tell you what does work well, though, doing it on mobile. For once, there's something on mobile that actually works well. But I switched from Edge to Vivaldi. And the reason that I did that was Vivaldi's got this feature where you can have a side panel, which means I can have Notion in a side panel or Roam in a side panel and then go about my business in other pages. That's working really well. But I wanted to try this collection thing as it was new and shiny. And I do like new and shiny. So I'll be having a look at that. The one issue I've got with Vivaldi, and it's my own fault because I could change the theme, but I like the dark theme on it. The only problem with it is you can't see some of the icons, which is very annoying. And if I change the look of it, I don't know, it just really does change the look of it to such a degree that I'm like, no, don't like it. There's a Vivaldi standard which makes it orange, which just looks garish and scary. There's a subtle look, but then it looks like Chrome. So I just keep it dark and change the icons, which does work, apart from one, which is very dark. But I think I've tried them all now, and no, none of them look as nice as the dark one. I just wish it could change the icons. So Safari's still going nuts for Kim. Page is reloading. Can't surf the web at all. It doesn't surprise me. I used it the other day for one specific thing, can't for the life of me remember what. And it started wanting permissions to download. Oh, I know what it was. I use Safari when I go to apple.com. And I was looking at the price of the new kit. laughing like a Smash advert at the price of the wheels. And there was a download button. So I tried to download it and I got like 15 confirmations. Do you want to download from this site? You sure you want to download this bit? And in the end, I thought, oh, I'd just go back to Firefox. Can't be doing with it. So, yeah, Safari. Have you tried the... Is this on a desktop, Kim? Because there is another version of Safari, which is called a technical preview. And that may have some fixes in it. Having said that, might break something else. Just saying. Could do. You've got them all. You've updated to the new Vivaldi. I'm liking the new Vivaldi. It does... It works in the way I want it to work with Notion, is what I would say. Could I live with it all the time? I probably could. I found browsers very, very similar. I don't synchronise bookmarks or anything like that. You know, but you've got Safari, Edge, Chrome, Chromium, Canary, Edge, Firefox, Opera, Vivaldi. I've got quite a few, but I do like them all. So it's the desktop version. Let me have a look. Yeah, I've got one called the Safari Technology Preview. Now, it sits alongside the version you've got. Safari Technology Preview. Can't remember where I got it, where I downloaded it from. Oh, handily, it's there. At the Apple developer site. Right, put the link in for you. It, as I say, it sits alongside your other browser. So it won't destroy your Chrome installation. Now it's put it in twice. Hang on, will I do that once? Machine. What's the different browsers again? You want me to list all the ones I've got? I've got Firefox. I've got Opera. Google Chrome. Google. You like this one? Google Chrome Canary. They're all different versions of Chrome, those, but it's handy to have. Chromium. What else have I got? Vivaldi. If we put in Opera, have I spelt Vivaldi right? No, there's not that many I's in Vivaldi. Vivaldi. Yeah, there's only two. Not the 17 I've put in. What else have I got? Microsoft Edge. Am I missing any, Mike? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I must be missing some. Well, obviously Safari, but you've already got that, haven't you?
What? Firefox.
Brave. There we go. Those are all the browsers that I've got installed. Firefox has its own extensions. Safari has its own extensions. All of the others use Google Chrome extensions. If they didn't, I wouldn't be able to use them because I would need one password and I would like to clip to Evernote and stuff like that. But all of the others use Google Chrome extensions. So I've got them all configured identically. But this technology preview, it's a more up-to-date version than you're using. But obviously, it's basically a beta. And it will potentially give you problems. I've had no problems with it. They don't even tend to update it that often. It's just nice to have another option for Safari alongside the real Safari. And I'm on Mojave, so it's not just for the latest version either. Don't get me going about that. I had a rare little rant, didn't I, Mike? All about software and the fact that some of my software is no longer working on Mojave. But Mike's on High Sierra and didn't care because it's not worked on there for years.
It has.
But you would have updated, wouldn't you? You would have updated if you could have updated to Mojave. But you kind of missed the window.
Yeah.
Well, you would have updated if you remember what actually happened. They didn't give us a date, did they? They just said, whoa, it's available, which is a bit off because if you were waiting till the death to update to Mojave, they'd pulled Mojave before you got a chance to do it. Yes, not happy with that. Anyway, what else is going on here? Lola's new lead is still missing in action with Royal Mail. That should have arrived on Monday. It's now Wednesday. Not seeing it. Of more significance, so are the brackets for installing the wardrobe pole. And I can't install. I've got the saw, I've got the pole, I've got the screws. Can't do anything without the extra brackets. Still no sign of them. Which means I can't get the saw out and play with it. I know I'm strange, very strange. Thank you, Mike. But what else happened that was fantastic last night? Something we discussed on the show 2 days ago that we all got very scientific about. He's totally forgotten. I'll remind him, he'll be thrilled again. It's like he's got amnesia. What have we got on the way, Mike? 20 white hand towels.
Oh, yeah.
Yes! We found some hand towels.
I thought you were going to say 20 white Toblerones then.
Not at the price. They've increased from £30 to £50, so we're not having any at the moment. No, it was the hand towels. I had a look. All I could tend to find were face cloths, even though I put in hand towels as a search, all I could get was face cloths. But we've managed to find some smaller, but reasonably priced, white towels. If they're here, might be the unboxing. You're thrilled, aren't you? You're totally thrilled. Well, that's where we're up to, isn't it? I thought we could all share our most important apps. Simon had a mid-pandemic crisis and got KitchenAid mixer. Oh, Simon, this is the thing. You've got more time to think and you think, I wonder if. What if I did X? What if I did Y? Mind you, I'm looking around and thinking. But for the pandemic, we wouldn't have bought 3 ring lights and installed them. But we've now got 4 ring lights and they're all installed. We had one before and it was the one that I use when I do the unboxings to light my desk. But we've got 3 more of them. Now, they don't come with stands. So they're all, well, I gave Mike a stand because his circumstances were different and I bought 2 other stands. So we wouldn't have installed those, but I've not got down to the level of a KitchenAid mixer yet. But Simon, it might not be long, just saying. Yeah, you for hand towels. Oh, I'm too excited. I'm more excited than is good for me, Kim. The ones what we've decided to do, the ones we've got upstairs, which are looking a little bit worse for wear, we're going to use for the dishes now. So the new ones will come upstairs. But we thought we might as well. What our intention was, what was Mum like with towels? She had towels that were from a set she got given on her wedding day, which was 1956. She had them till the day she died. Threadbare wasn't a word, was it, Mike? There were holes in these things and she would not swap them. So we decided we would, the time's more important to us. So we'd get just plain white towels, because the other thing was she had different colours towels and then they've got to go in different washes. And I said to Mike, what I've always wanted is just plain white towels, stick them on a boil wash and they're done. So that was what we did. But we also said, because they were so inexpensive, you know, after a year, we'd just use them as cleaning rags and we'd get fresh, which was fine. But now we're in lockdown and nowhere's got any towels. So we should have pre-thought that one. In our defence, we were far too involved getting our hands on toilet rolls, weren't we?
True.
Now we have a hall full of toilet rolls. Shall I get my thing out and have a look? See if I can get a picky. The dog might be asleep, though. I updated my NetView app and I've got all kinds of weird things going on with that now. Let's see where Madam is. Is she asleep in the hall?
She'll be in the kitchen.
She'll be in the kitchen. But I've got a mini hall cam. Let's have a look. It's thinking about it. There we go. See if I can get sort of a picture of that. Have you seen her fur on the steps again?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a bad girl. She's a bad girl.
I'll back that up as well.
I'm just thinking, when they get this picture, have you seen what's next to it? I mean, doesn't everybody have one of those on the stairs? I'm going to do a share and see if I can get it up to what's it? Droppler. There we go. Let's see if I can get it. Oh, hang on, what are you doing? I don't know if that actually did that or not, but hopefully I'll find out. So I'll do that while we're at it. So what you need to do is share with me. Oh, photo baking brag. You can't wait, Simon. Your stuff's amazing. Not that yours isn't, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, but you cook, he bakes. Difference. Subtle, but a difference. Mind you, the bread was gorgeous. If you wanted to try your hand at gluten-free, wouldn't be averse, just saying. You're thinking if it was edible.
Thinking God knows what it'd come out like, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
No, Kiva had the zoomies. Lola didn't. What Lola did when the Tesco man arrived was she sat at the top of the stairs on her bed.
Supervising, he means.
With her paws, front paws, down like two steps. Then as soon as he'd gone and I started moving the stuff, she was down the stairs. But the problem was the stuff was blocking the stairs, so she couldn't actually get past. But then in the end, I shifted
not
the stuff.
Not a happy doggy.
Yeah, but in the end, as I shifted the stuff, she then managed to jump over it, managing not to jump on the eggs.
She did very well.
She did.
Do you know this iPad-only malarkey? iOS-only fundamentalists who want taking outside and flogging with something. All I'm trying to do is get two apps lined up together.
I thought you were sending a photo up to cyberspace.
I was trying to about 20 minutes ago. God's sake. And it says drag and drop. I can't drag and drop, can I? Not on iOS. I've tried the send to. I've tried tapping it. Look, it just disappears. You can't tap the post.
Tracy wants to know where you've put the photo.
I'm trying to get the photo up there. Do you know what? I'm just going to send it to my Mac. This is what happens. Just send it to your Mac and do it from there, woman. God, iOS only fundamentalist would be the death of me. Right, let's share it to my own Mac. Shall we tell them what happened the other night, Mike?
No.
No. Mike decided to send himself via my computer an image. The only problem was instead of tapping the computer he wanted to airdrop it to, he tapped my image, which meant I was getting this thing 27 times from Sunday all night, and it never arrived with him. Right, in better news, oh, for God's sake, your airdrop was cancelled. What's the sell-by date on this stuff, Mike? Because it's going to be well out of date by the time I manage to get this anywhere. Right, not cancelling. See, not cancelling.
But water's water.
Oh, yes, but what on earth was
that's
that?
That's them next door.
Oh, I should stop making noises.
Water's water, so that shouldn't have a sell-by date.
Right. Hang on. Oh, I see. Yes, that's a bit of an issue.
What?
13 meg. I mean, it's a tiny picture. I'll do a save as, and I'll save it as a JPEG, and eventually I'll get to share it with you. She's still shedding on the stairs, clearly.
She is. Right, I'll go and fuck it up, shall I?
Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Do I look bothered?
Well, you're making comments.
That's because you only notice when you see it from that angle. Right, how big's that image? Much better. 350K. Right, about 50 minutes ago, I started trying to share something with you. This is why I don't like iOS, just saying.
Right. You're putting it on Droplr, Tracy wants to know.
It's going to be on Droplr.
Yeah, Droplr, Tracy. We'll stick a link in the chat.
Whoa, look at that, only 20 minutes. There you go.
Right, we stuck a link in the chat.
The link's in the chat. There it is. That was Mike's haul. I didn't realise they did 24 in a pack. And what's that piece of paper?
That's the bill, the invoice, the item list.
Oh, you know what we do need to share? We've never said before.
What?
I was talking to Mike about him getting a slot.
I've left it there in case it's...
We were putting the buntings up because you'd got a slot, if you remember. And then he said, what time do you want? So I said, like, 1 o'clock. And he went, okay, but that's more expensive. And I said, whoa, back up. What do you mean, more expensive? And he said, oh, you have to pay for a slot at Tesco and Asda. What? Morrison's is free. And you only need to spend £15. So how much is a slot on average?
About £4.
Daylight robbery.
Anywhere between 2 and 6.
There you go, you see.
Kiva is almost groomed.
Oh, brilliant.
Anyway, has anybody spotted what's on the stairs?
Oh, they will have.
Apart
they will
from dog fur.
Dog fur. That's not actually in use, it's a backup. And what's plugged into it is the spare backbone that's going up the stairs. So if you look at the white bit, if you can ignore all the dog fur and you can look at the white bit going up the stairs, there's like plastic conduit that's got cables in it. In there, we used to have the backbone. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. We didn't. We didn't have the conduit. But when the backbone broke, the dog got the blame, but it wasn't his fault. The door, it got stuck in the door. And opening and closing the door, the cable went in the end. So when we put in a new backbone, we put in an air and a spare. So going up the stairs in that conduit tubing is two backbones, one of which is plugged into that Airport Extreme that sat there, minding its own business. The other cable in it is going round the downstairs. But seeing as though we don't really bother with the downstairs, that was mainly for Mum's Apple TV and Dad's stuff. But it's still plugged into that. You'll notice there's no power plugged into that. So it's not actually doing any use at all. But she's left that alone as well, bless her. She's been good, hasn't she? Yeah. So this is why we can't actually move anywhere in the house. But you only got one toilet roll, didn't you?
Yeah.
This is because there was a major calamity last night with the ordering. Well, the reordering, the amending of the order. You can only have 80 items, and it doesn't tell you how many items you've got in the basket until you hit the 80, at which point it says you've gone over the number of items. So we hit the number of items, didn't we, just as you were putting in my carrot cake?
Yeah.
So something else had to go, and I said, we don't need another 24 toilet rolls as much as we need a carrot cake.
Then I wanted chocolate cake, so we had to forego one of your carrot. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. We took something else out.
Yeah.
Milk.
That's right.
Because we don't drink milk. We were just keeping one in case we needed it for any recipes. Oh. Kim says she likes the toilet papers XXL. You wouldn't believe it, would you? They sell toilet paper in sizes. Actually, I'm not sure you're aware. It's just the number of rolls in it. But I think they go up to 48, don't they?
Oh, no,
I think if you get them from Costco, you can get 48. But yes, it wouldn't surprise me. I remember what happened once, Kim, and my mum went mental. She'd got this toilet roll holder and she was quite happy with it. She liked it. We liked it. It was like a square box. So you could put your phone on top of it. So we loved it. She loved it. Everybody was happy. And then they said they were making the toilet rolls bigger. And they meant like more...
cardboard.
No, not more cardboard. More pieces on it. But the thing was, they didn't. What they did to make the toilet rolls look bigger, which has a knock-on effect for the planet, because then it takes, you know, you get fewer of them in a truck. They made the hole bigger. So the actual cardboard thing in the middle was just made bigger. So these toilet rolls looked bigger. Well, that was all very well if you were putting them on a toilet roll holder that didn't have a cover on it. But if it had a cover on it, the toilet rolls wouldn't fit in it. She went mental, didn't she? And how many years did we have to have? Every time the old toilet roll was running down, she put a new one on the top, which meant you couldn't put your iPhone on it. And you had to take off, you know, say 20 pieces. So you had to use that on off the top before you could put it in the thing. I actually don't think she'd been dead above a month when I said, oh, I'm through with it. And we went out and we got one. Oh, but you should have seen me with my spec. It had to have an open toilet roll bit because I didn't want to have to take a box on and off in case they ever changed the size again. But it had to have a shelf and the shelf had to be big enough for an iPhone Plus. We got one. It's fabulous. Because the other thing was she got a replacement, didn't she, in the end, and she didn't like it. Mm. And it kept falling off the wall. Oh, you know, if you just lived here, it is this chaotic all the time. Kim's mum does the same. Oh, that is brilliant. You've got one more shopping adventure and then not shop for 2 months. I think we're at that point, Kim, because we literally can't get any more stuff in. It's weird stuff, isn't it? Like jars of olives and things that are long dated,
yeah,
that you've then got to find room for. But it's so hit and miss what you get when you place an order. It's ridiculous. So Anthony bought some toilet roll holders for the toilets at work and the toilet roll's about 5 centimetres shorter than a normal one. Got to buy their toilet roll. It's ridiculous. Everything should be standard. We had exactly the same problem with the toilet seat. That's a long story. I know it's cheeky to ask. Go on, Jonathan. Are there any spare demo slots after hours? I was wondering if we could do on replacing the Queen's dress. Let me put it down. Have I got a post-it note? Oh, look, I've got a post-it note. Let me stick it down.
Yeah, you can take my Excel slot.
No, because you can't disappoint Neil.
Oh.
Queen's dress. Right. There you go. It's on there. I haven't even thought about maroon after hours yet, but there is a reason. Your dad wants you to recolour a door before he takes a paintbrush to it. That's genius, Jonathan. I did a similar thing for my mum once, not with a colour. We had a fence outside and a very low wall. The wall was about, what, a foot? And then there was a 6-foot fence panel on it. And mum wanted this wall replaced with a much taller wall and some like brick pillars and then smaller fence panels between the brick pillars. So she got this guy in to do it, and he'd done quite a few other jobs and they were fine. And he came onto this brickying job and he was not confident being a brickie, but he wanted to do the job. So I sent Mike out with my digital camera at 5:30 in the morning. Luckily it was the summer, wasn't it? To take a photo of the existing wall. And what this guy couldn't work out, he said the pillars wouldn't go in the right place. So Mike brought in this photo. There's like 3 or 4 photos, and I lined them up as a panorama before we started. And then I had to size the bricks, and I mocked up the finished thing of what she wanted. So I said, "Is this what you want?" "That's perfect," she said. So we printed it out in colour, went down to the bricky guy and said, "It will work, you just need to do this, this and this." And he nearly fell over when he saw it because it looked so realistic. That was a classic one that I did. That was a classic one. Hello, Jane. Hey. Right, and then my chat's gone crazy again. Right.
Who's talking about brickies?
They're calling where you place all your shopping supplies. A COVID cave. Oh, that's brilliant. No, I've not heard that one. That's not being mentioned here.
We've got a COVID cave then.
We have. Yeah, like a COVID extension. Do you know, if next doors could just move out so we could put all our haul in there, we'd be doing all right. Doing the washing up. Do you not have a Mr. Jane for that, Jane? Thought you did. How are the lovely dogs? He told me not to tell Mum. That's all you need to know. I wonder what colour he's thinking. Oh, what colour is it now? Because that's going to make an impact on how we approach this. The washing up's all done, is it? Bricky, bricklayer. Yes, Kim, a bricky is a bricklayer. And he was not a professional bricklayer, unfortunately. He did lots of other jobs and he did those jobs really well. He was great with windows. But when it came to bricks, he was concerned about, you know, it being perfect. So he had this thing. What was that thing called? It was something that you'd get at like the Ideal Home exhibition or something. A Bricky's Mate or something. And it was like, it was made out of metal. And it was like you would put it on what's already there. So you lay your first row of bricks and then to keep them straight, you put this thing on top of them and then you put the bricks inside. And she was looking like, well, I could do it that way myself. She was expecting somebody to come in. Now, many years ago when we first moved in, we had a guy come round and he was only young. He was about 21, but he was fantastic. He was just, and he put them on and the whole thing was really, really well trained. And she was expecting that. But obviously she didn't get that. But the finished job looks great. Finished job looks absolutely fine in the end. Right. She's moving a bed, I'm telling you. Did something similar to see what the 55 TV wanted to look like in the family for Christmas. Would it fit in the cabinet? That's really, when you think about it, where Apple are with this iPad and the LiDAR camera, where it's aware of 3D space. But when I tried it with IKEA, there were so few items. You're supposed to be able to point your iPad at your room and pick an item from IKEA and then it will put it into your room and you can see what it looks like. But there were so few items that supported it, it wasn't really worth it. But that's the idea of it. So yeah, we've done that a few times, haven't we? And it does work quite well. So yes, it's on my list. He prepared the dinner. Oh, well, in that case, Jane. Not that we operate on that principle here. But then I'm not allowed in Mike's kitchen, am I, Mike?
I'll let you in occasionally.
Oh, on the odd occasion, yes. It's a lovely brown natural wood and he wants to paint it pure white. I'm not sure Mummy Isaacs is going to agree with that. Might be an idea to start out with, can you get the paint off it again?
Leave it to Mummy and Daddy Isaacs to sort out.
I don't know why it's been brown. Hang on. Been brown for 30 years and looks lovely. Well, he's been under house arrest, Jonathan, and now he's wondering what it would look like if it would look different. This is the danger of house arrest. You love all the nouns we have in the UK. We've got lots of them. I can assure you we have. He just wants a change. The inside of the door's been painted white and doesn't look good. Oh, no. Mummy Isaacs is definitely not going to like this. Yes, you need to put him off. She didn't agree when the inside was painted white. Oh, no. That's the worst thing. Why do parents do that to kids? My dad did that all the time with Mum. Don't tell your mother. Literally, what was he like? Don't tell your mother. She could read his mind from 5 miles away. What was it? Do you remember that when he did actually think? I met Mike and Mike thought I could read his mind. Dad was convinced Mum could read his. When he'd retired, he took on little bits of jobs he couldn't be doing with having nothing to do. So he decided...
It'd be more senseless now.
He'd be out of his tree now, I'm telling you. He decided he would look for little jobs. So he headed out to do a gardening job. And while he was out, somebody rang. And they wanted to speak to him, but she said he's not here. So he said, oh, it's all right. Can I leave a message? So she said, yep, that's fine. So he said, can you just tell him that I did that reference that he wanted? Well, she looked at me and I thought, oh, God, Dad's not told her. And she went, yes, of course I can, of course I can. She said, which one was that for? You know, he goes for so many. So he told her what the job was that Dad had applied for and he hadn't told her. So when he came in, she was as nice as pie. He should have known at that point, to be honest, shouldn't he, Mike? Like a Muppet. Oh, she's in a good mood, fine. So she made him his dinner and we sat down and everything. And she said, so when were you going to tell me about the delivery job at the chemist? Oh, he didn't sit down for a week. Yes, he had to avoid her greatly. Mum always finds out. So this business of don't tell your mother never works. Never works. Manchester might not be far enough, Jonathan. We might have to hold you up here at MacBite's headquarters, where we have fencing all the way around and nobody can get in.
And toilet rolls.
Does it make you an accomplice under joint enterprise? It could well do, but maybe not from Manchester. We might get you off on a distance thing there. Anyway. We're having too much fun, aren't we? I said we should talk about software tonight because we talked about hardware last night. So I needed a couple of apps from you that you just could not possibly live without. I tried to put my own list together. You can imagine how that ended up. I think I'm on to page 7. But can you name your one most needed app, Mike?
Excel, obviously.
No, not obviously. No.
And Parallels.
Oh, excellent, Jonathan. Jonathan says, before he forgets, a few people downloaded Affinity, so he pointed them in the direction of my tutorials and they loved them. Awesome. Excellent, excellent. We can always take requests for that as well. No, I thought when you get a Mac and you install it, what's the first thing you need to install?
1Password.
That's exactly what I came up with. You see, there's Jonathan. 1Password. I can't log in anywhere. I do have to put 1Password on first. In fact, do you remember before... 1Password was subscription and an account. I had a chicken and egg situation. I couldn't get into 1Password till I'd installed Dropbox. But if I couldn't get into 1Password, I couldn't install Dropbox. So I had to have my 1Password password and my Dropbox password secreted about the office somewhere. And I used to get it out on like a card. So I got the 2 passwords I absolutely needed.
Followed by Chrome.
You reckon? Yep, Tracy's with us. 1Password. Oh, but Kim says Family Tree Maker.
I'm gonna go to my apps folder.
That's cheating. I'm with Tracy as well. Drafts. Drafts is very important for me. I use that as my global inbox. But not Paprika. I've heard of Paprika. I've seen it. But I've just never really had the need for recipes. Those who know me understand.
We've got Paprika in the Herb's drawer.
Yeah, she means the app, Mike.
I know.
It's always one.
Trying to be funny.
Yes. It's not that I particularly think like 1Password you particularly want to spend a lot of time in, but without it, you can't move on to the next level. When it comes to the next level, I was surprised. It made me think.
Alfred.
That's another, because you know what I was like when Alfred wasn't working. Alfred brought out the version 4 update. So I thought, oh, shiny, new, need, want. Ah, Jane's in the house, need, want. So I thought I'll do that. And I'd gone through the process of downloading this bit and logging out of that bit. And Alfred at this stage was not running. And then Mike said, can you just do X? And the short answer to that was no. Because we had 5 minutes of swearing when everything I tried to do involves Alfred to either find a file or open an app. And I said, look, you're just going to have to wait 10 minutes while I download the new version, get the stuff transferred, etc., and get it working, at which point I can then carry on. So I think Alfred would actually have to be in there. But some things...
I was going to say bartender as well, Jonathan. But the thing with Alfred is you could just use the built-in command and spacebar.
Well, you could, but if it's a new build, you could. And then you could get away with putting Alfred on much, much later. But if it's not a new build, you've already disabled Spotlight to make Alfred run on the same shortcut. So that's why it didn't work. But 1Password, Alfred, bartender, they're so fundamental that you think to yourself they're part of the operating system. In fact, I'm surprised Apple hasn't Sherlocked bartender, but they haven't. There was another one to bartender, wasn't there? Now, Witch's Broom as an icon.
Basil.
No. That's just a broom. But like I'm saying, 1Password, Alfred, bartender, I don't feel I spend time in them. They're just there, and you certainly notice when they're not. Drafts, I think, is the first one that is an app that I do spend time in. Oh, Anthony, look at that list.
The Black Hole.
The black hole. Yeah, if Drop Zone wasn't working, that'd be a problem. Kim wants to know if you got set up.
No.
Still thinking about it.
Even though my thing is expired.
In that case, you are going to have to make your mind up.
It'll still run.
So Anthony says, Office and Adobe Creative Cloud. Yeah, Office, that's a thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
For me, it would probably be Google Drive File Stream. I was surprised when I thought about it, how much of what I rely on is actually SaaS. So Google Drive works in a browser. I can edit stuff in a browser with it. Notion's in a browser.
Can you Rome's explain in a browser. Kim how to use 1Password with Dropbox?
It still does that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it does still do that.
We don't do that, though, do we?
We don't do that. We haven't done that for a long time.
It syncs with itself, doesn't it?
It's a cloud thing, an account, a 1Password account. Yes, I shall have a look at that. Shall I put it on the back of that post-it note? Jonathan's post-it note. Or does everything get a post-it note of its own? All right, 1Password and Dropbox. I'm pretty sure I still have my Dropbox 1Password vault. But I did switch. Right, so Anthony's got loads here. Text Soap. I used to use Text Soap. My problem with it was... it was activated, I think, and I'd got it in a bundle and there was lots of stuff went on with it. I couldn't eventually have it on two machines or the two machines I wanted it on. What I did was I already had BB Edit. BB Edit has a feature called text factories. So rather than rely on a third party app like TextSoap, I thought, I wonder if I can take what I was doing in TextSoap and redo it in BB Edit. And I did. And not only that, I was able to do more with it. So what I do with BB Edit is exactly what I did with TextSoap. But instead of running 4 files through it, I only need to run 2 files through it. Because BB Edit can also clean the first one, duplicate it, clean more out of the second version, then open the other one. It was fantastic. So I transferred everything to BB Edit. Better find a rename. Yep, use that. MyNode, use that. eDraw Max, don't use that. Screenflow, yes, I've got Screenflow. make MKV. Don't use that. I do have Calibre. Use it to convert stuff, but other than that, the interface drives me insane. Audio Merger Pro. No, I haven't used that one. I tend to use Fission for stuff like that.
I don't know if it does it, because the instructions here say go to one password, choose preferences, and hit the sync icon.
I will have a look at it. It definitely used to. They are moving away from that, so everyone needs a sync account. But we'll have a look. So, Jonathan, Text Soap, would you like to see what BB Edit can do? Or have you not got BB Edit? BB Edit is amazing. Text clean. I can show you what I use it for and how I use it. I take some stuff out of Scrivener and then I run it straight through BB Edit. And that's how you get an email. And that's how we get a blog post for a new show, like 125. That was mentioned yesterday, Jonathan, after you logged out. All right, let's have a look. Yeah, I certainly used to use 1Password with Dropbox, but it's not encouraged anymore. But we can certainly have a look at it. Oh, Keyboard Maestro, Paul. That's another one. Do you know the point? I realise I've not installed Keyboard Maestro. When I use a keyboard shortcut and think, why is that not working? And it takes me like a good 5 minutes to think it should be working. It's a system like... Aha! Keyboard Maestro. Couldn't live without it. But again, it's one of those things that it's there and you rely on it, but you don't actively think about it. You just do the shortcut thing. So Kim's honestly in Affinity most of the time. There's nothing wrong with being in Affinity all the time. I love my Affinity. So Tracy's saying she's got standalone 1Password because she doesn't trust iCloud. 1Password doesn't use iCloud for its data storage, Tracy. It may say it uses iCloud, but what it actually synchronises via iCloud is just the fact that it's activated. It does not store its data in iCloud. Its data is stored on the 1Password Agile cloud. What they called Agile? Is it not Agile? Who is it makes 1Password? I'm sure it had Agile in it.
Agile Bits.
Agile Bits, that's the one. Yes, it's on the Agile Bits cloud. So the only thing with iCloud is if I log in on a new iPad and I install 1Password, it, because I'm logged in with my iCloud ID, it will know that I have an active subscription to 1Password, but that's it. It doesn't. If it relied on iCloud, I wouldn't be relying on it, Tracy. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It relies on theirs. I've never had an issue, Touchwood, in terms of data loss. The only thing Mike and I say, because we have a family account, is sometimes it takes sort of 2-3 minutes for something to synchronise. But other than that, it's been absolutely fine. Learning grep. Yeah, of course it counts. Of course it counts. Throw it in, Simon. It's horrible and it's free, but it works. It is the only one, Anthony. I've not found anything as powerful as Calibre. It's just its interface needs a little bit of help, but it is brilliant. So Paul saying I would BB Edit. Oh, and Scrivener. How do you do it? Right. OK, let me put it on a post-it note. There's three post-it notes today. Guys, I've only got on this pad left, I've only got two post-it notes left. So I'll put that one on, text editing. And I'll also put on there cross-reference Scrivener, which is where it comes from. Right, okay. Basically, I create, I've got custom compile settings in Scrivener, and it kicks out a certain number of files, but I need those files in both plain text and HTML. And what I was doing with Text Soap, I had to export them twice and then run each one through Text Soap. But with BB Edit, I export it once, run it through, it duplicates it and then does the second pass on it. It's complicated, but it's only complicated in terms of the number of steps. In terms of would you understand what was happening? Yes, you would. So yes, we can certainly have a look at that. Might need to do a podcast for that, mightn't we, Mike? Just saying. Right. You don't have anyone to share or sync one password with, so you refuse to go subscription. That's legitimate, Tracy. That's legitimate. It was easier for Mike and I to go subscription. One, to keep the software simple on our own machines, but more importantly, the way we had to share passwords before. So Mike might be looking after, say, the MacBytes FM stuff that's registered in my name, and I might have needed to do something with Brooklyn's 196, which would be registered in his. So we had to duplicate stuff. And then obviously, if a password was changed, I'm trying to log in saying, why won't this log me in? And Mike saying, I changed the password on that 4 months ago. And then we had to do the manual thing. So it is a lot easier. A lot easier. I might have known setup was on Jonathan's mind. I think I've got set. I've got text soap. I'm sure I have. Let me have a look in 1Password. What version's the latest version, Jonathan? Let's have a look. Because I'm pretty sure somewhere. I've got 6, 7 and 8. And 8 was from 2016. So what's the latest? If it's 8, we're good to go. It was a good app. It was a good app. Text soap. That looks like 8, unless it's gone 9.
Oh, I've got Vivaldi installed. Never knew that.
No, we're okay. Text soap's version 8. Do I have it installed? No, I don't. So I haven't used it in 3 years. But I probably still got the settings somewhere that I did use. It's what it can do is similar to BB Edit, but BB Edit is actually a text editor in its own right, whereas Text Soap is more of an individual utility. So BB Edit's not cheap. Is that part of setup? Because they used to have one called Text Wrangler, but there is a free version of BB Edit now. Text Wrangler's gone away. You basically install BB Edit, you get a full trial version for however long the trial is, and then certain features kind of dim out and it turns it into a non-pro thing. There is a version in the Mac App Store, but it doesn't look like it's in setup, unless I've missed something. And if I have, I'm sure Jonathan would tell me. Text Expander. Good call, Tracy. I use Typinator, but I wouldn't want to try living without a text expander. Yeah, you're right with Hazel. I've got Hazel configured to, when I take a screenshot, it gets saved to my desktop, and Hazel runs a rule on it and it moves it to a screen cap folder in Google Drive. But at the same time as it moves it, it gives me a message to tell me it's moved it. So if I'm looking to edit it, I can just click on the message and it actually opens the file up. And again, you're right. It's set it and forget it. This is why we forget things. Because you do. You set it and forget it. Copying it.
I don't know what's up with Vivaldi.
Why? What have you done with it?
I've got the blue screen of death. The spinning wheel.
You've upset it, you mean? Have you updated it?
Yeah.
It didn't do that on mine.
Oh.
Sure it's compatible with High Sierra?
Well, it would have told me that, as I thought.
Yeah, you would like to think so.
Oh, well.
Right. A search engine for searching documents on your hard drive. I'd have to have a look at what that actually did, Anthony. But have you tried searching with Alfred? Because Alfred can do that. I've got Alfred configured to search for individual files, but also I've got a workflow that allows me to just search folders. And another way to do it is HudaSpot, which is just amazing. Got a great update this week. Now automatically update. Well, it prompts you to update your templates. So I have templates for finding specific files that I access all the time that aren't actually together. So I've got a certain size of graphic for 91 episodes of After Hours. Notice that, 91, 73 on Friday. But they're all in separate folders, but I want a specific size of them. So I have a template that lets me pull them through, and then I can just drag and drop them where they need to be. So, yeah. No Tech Strangler or BB Edit. There's a gross oversight, Jonathan. I'll show it both ways then. There you go. Right, what's this 8.4 and 8.5? This will be Tech Soap, is it? I'm assuming then if I've got a license for 8, I'll be okay. Right. Yes, Text Expanders cross-platform. I would have gone for that, but I broke it. And they didn't help me fix it. But yeah, and it's also got the iOS version, of course. That looks as if it could do what I want. I'll have a look. Oh, Anthony, what was that all about? Which one? I have to go back up now and find out which one.
Text Expander.
I can't find 8.4. No, not Text Expander. He's looking for a Mac equivalent of Copernic, which could have been Alfred or Hooda. Oh, Hoodaspot, you'll love it. Anthony, you will love it. It's amazing. Didn't I do a demo of Hoodaspot, people? A while ago when the new version came out on After Hours.
I think you did.
It rings a bell.
Yeah.
Mike's now going to perform magic and try and find out which show it was in. working on the index. Yeah, but we can have a look at that again. I love it. Initially, I thought, well, you'd only need it when you've lost a file, and technically you shouldn't lose a file because you should know where you store things. But then who's got the capacity for filing everything away? And then in these circumstances where I want to access a file with a common extension, not an extension as in JPEG or WAV, an extension as in it has a file name of like MacBytes underscore after underscore hours underscore, and then 00 in a number, underscore 0600X0337, and that's the size of it, and they're all in different folders. And for that, it's something that's predictable. So
after I was 19.
There you go. It was a long, long time ago. 19. It's probably because it was new. There was a new version that came out, but it actually gives you. And I don't actually use it that much, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to find out which one it is now. Oh, for crying out loud! Which one was it? Let me have a look in Hoodaspot. There is a shortcut key that you can configure. So it's, I don't think it's configured by default, but let me have a look. Where are you? Well, for a start, each template you can create, you can have a shortcut for it. So that will just open up and it will be there. What I'm looking for is these. There we go. You can also have a search bar appear. It's 3NF. There we go. So a little bit like Alfred, it actually looks like Alfred. It says template, and you can choose a template to search with, and you can choose what text you want to search with, but actually it looks like a little Alfred window. This isn't working well just as audio, is it? I shall put it on one of my remaining two post-it notes. They said I could have two shows with by the end of tonight. You guys are awesome. Right, let's have a look at Hoodaspot. And you said it was after I was 19. Yeah. So let's. I will cross-reference what I did last time. But I don't recall showing you the bar because I don't use it that much. I have a whole range of templates set up because it's predictable what I'm looking for. But it's incredibly powerful, so we'll definitely do that. There is a Devon version of Hoodaspot too. Yeah, they've the one that was released this week, Tracy, they've put extra stuff in it to give you previews of Devon Think documents. So, yes, it's I'll put that on there as well. Devon Think integration. There you go. There's one post-it note left, just one. It's a larger packet than normal. Yeah. It's very, very good. Very good. They brought out another one. I don't know if it's still going, called Tembo, which was much cheaper. It wasn't free, but it was cheaper. But I don't know if it's still going. It is Tembo and Tembo 2. Last updated 6 months ago. Let's get the link and see how much that is, because that's cheaper. But it's. I think it's worth the difference. No matter what. Let's have a look. $14.99 for Tembo 2. It's basically a cut down version of Hoodaspot. But how much is Hoodaspot? And then, of course, once you've got it, once you'll get upgrade pricing. Let's have a look. $34. So, yeah, it's less than half price for the Tembo one. Tembo's way more basic. It's efficient, but it's basic. To me, it's worth the extra. But I guess 34 is quite a lot. There is a family license. Jonathan would have been screaming at me already by now if it was in setup, so let's assume it's not. Because Jonathan's got the whole of setup in his brain. Doesn't even need to go and look at it. Devon Express, yes, there is. There's also, what was the one I bought? Let's have a look. Devon Agent Pro, which is an internet search thing. I severely underuse that, but I'm grateful when it's there. I'd say Hootaspot is the one to have. I knew, Jonathan, you'd have told me by now. That's a shame. You need to get writing to these companies, don't you? And saying, if you put your software in there, I might be able to persuade Elaine to get it. BB Edit would be a good one, because that's not cheap. BB Edit's incredibly powerful, and I love the company. When I first moved to a Mac, I was using an editor, a text editor on Windows called EditPad Pro. And EditPad Pro was a fantastic little editor, text editor. It integrated, oh God, the website's not updated in 15 years, Mike, although they are up to version 8. It integrated nicely with its own snippet manager. So I was loving my text editor, and I had no idea what text editor to get on a Mac. So I had a look round, and pretty much everyone was saying BB Edit's the one to get, but it was like $260. And I'm like, yeah, no, not for a text editor. But I noticed when I went there that they had some upgrade offers. Now, obviously, I couldn't possibly upgrade because I'd only had a Mac a week. So I had nothing to upgrade from. But it said, if you were cross-grading, send them an email and they'd have a chat to you. So I thought, fair enough, I've just got my Mac. And I sat down and I wrote an little email that said, I've literally just bought a Mac, never had a Mac before. I'm using EditPad Pro on Windows, blah, blah, blah. And you said to write and you think about it. And they came back and offered me the upgrade pricing, which was something silly like £35-40. So it's like I couldn't give them the money fast enough. So I've supported them ever since. Having said that, I use BB Edit for certain text, particularly if I'm manipulating it in a text soap kind of way. But my primary text editor for editing HTML is actually Sublime Text. Sublime is just amazing. It's amazing. There's a lot of features that are hidden in it. But once you've got the hidden features, you should see Mike's face when I'm editing text with Sublime. But imagine that you've got 100 items in a list. And they need to be in a bulleted list in HTML format. Then you're going to be there a while. But not with Sublime Text, you know. Command and A to select the lot. Command Shift L, which selects them as multiple lines. Back arrow will take you to the front of it. You type the first thing, which would be angle bracket, LI, close angle bracket. Right arrow key to move to the end. Angle bracket / LI. Angle bracket, you're done. 100 lines. Doesn't matter if it's 3 million lines. It would do them with exactly the same commands. So it's amazing, but that's not easily discoverable. You really do have to kind of either know it, understand it, have used something similar, or have researched it and looked into it, basically. But if once you've done all of that, it's a dream, a total dream. I use that all the time for editing HTML. What have you done to upset my Vivaldi? Because my Vivaldi just shut down on me.
Me?
Mm. I don't know. No, it's all right. My Vivaldi's come back with everything in it, so that's fine. Right, well, I've got those on the post-it note, and I have one post-it note left. That does not mean I have a slot for everything on Friday, but I will see what I can do. Because you never know what I may be doing between now and Friday. Saying no more. When you least expect it. The definition is brilliant when I remember I've got it. That's the thing, isn't it? That is it. I'm like that with apps. That's why I think workflows are so important. I was sitting through this webinar today, nodding off. And it was all chit chat about, oh, what do you think? What do you think? I mean, I don't care what X thinks or Y thinks. Give me facts. And up on the screen popped this diagram. And he was using an online service for creating a flowchart, basically. But the flowchart was like a swim lane, a vertical swim lane diagram. Well, that was it. I was off my chair. Right, let me look. Diagrams. And in this thing, he got this wonderful diagram. And that was the thing that resonated with me. And that's why workflows are so important, because then you've worked through the workflow and you've found out what works and, more importantly, what doesn't work. And what I would have added to his diagram, which was just like an A4 page. I mean, it wasn't printed. It was in this diagram editor. But what I would have done with it, if it would have been in, I'd have probably taken it out and put it in, once it was finished, possibly, well, either Keynote or Affinity Publisher. And what I would have done with it was put hotspot links from the individual steps within the diagram to a page that explained why. So the diagram would be on the first page, and it would have been a process that was worked through and created. And I would have known at the point I'd created the workflow that it was right. But 6 months down the line, I may question myself as to why did you make that decision? And I won't be able to remember. So if I put the why on another page and then hot link it to the diagram, I can immediately be taken back to what my thinking was and what my experimentation had proved. So there may have been a very good reason that I didn't use something, a very good reason that I have since totally forgotten. I mean, that's happened to us, hasn't it, Mike? And then we've gone back and I've said, well, something didn't work. And then you've got to dredge it out of your brain or go through the process again as to what didn't work. So that's what I would have done with this diagram. But I was excited to see the diagram. That way, I don't forget what software I've got and why I'm using it. You should see me when I get in Transmit, which is my FTP client. If I have reorganised Transmit once, I've reorganised it a million times. I noticed today there's a couple of links that are not right. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, you're going to have to see Mike about that. I can't remember why we did that. So he's got the pleasure of that to look forward to at some point. Lucky boy. He's looking over his shoulder at me, rolling his eyes like the dog. Well, that was amazing. I enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed that. Tomorrow night is Thursday. And you know what Thursday means. Thursday means we're outside clapping for the carers.
Bash the pots.
Bash the pots. I'm not bashing my pot. No, we've got tambourines to take with us. No, I'm not banging the pot because the bottoms have to be perfectly flat, don't they?
Yeah.
If we could find an old pan, fair enough. One that we can't use on our new hob.
Klaxon time for Johnny.
Yes, klaxon time for Isaacs. Can't wait to see the video, Jonathan. We've tried that, but we can't manage two things at once, can we, Mike?
No.
And I'm assuming we're leaving Her Majesty inside.
The princess.
Every time the princess gets outside, somebody wants to fondle her, which means she loves that until she gets back in and she's got to be washed. She does not enjoy that. But yes, tomorrow night we will be outside at 8 o'clock and we will be taking you with us. Got to remember to run Skype and ring myself. Other than that, we're up to mischief. Can't say any more. Shall we just keep teasing?
Yeah.
Just keep teasing. Loving it, loving it, loving it. So I know Jane was doing the pots. If you're still with us, Jane, good night. Lovely to have you with us. Lovely to have the rest of you with us as well. What a lot of software we've got to look at. Loving that. Loving it. We'll add it to that last post-it note, the last Virgin post-it note. So last call for something to put on there. Still listening. Excellent, Jane. Excellent. Good to have you with us. Love to Mr. Jane and the boys. Or is Fraggle a girl? I always forget. Tell me, Jane. Is Fraggle a girl or a boy? Oh, it's a girl, isn't it? Oh, I'm Jane. I'm lost. Kim can't wait to hear what we're up to. This is because when Lola arrived, Jane, she kind of morphed into Maya. Fraggle's a girl. I was thinking the name Fraggle could be either, couldn't it? I love the name Fraggle. I think it's a brilliant name. Jane, question. How true is it when you're naming a guide dog? It needs to have two syllables. Kirby, Fraggle. Because we were thinking of Brooklands, which is kind of two words and two syllables, but it's a bit longer. Is it true? While updating your Tesco order. We did that last night. Oh, wow. Are the post-it notes on order? Oh, Paul. Right. What I'm going to put on that last post-it note, Paul, is to take a picture of the post-it notes for Paul. There you go. So the last post-it note now has something on it. I can rest easy now. Picture of post-its for Paul.
Jane thinks Brooklands is okay.
Excellent. Well, we thought they could shorten it to Brook, but obviously if two syllables are better, then Brookland or Brooklands. One or the other. Probably leave the number off, though. Brooklands 196. Sound bad. We've got to add the money up first, Jane. Make sure that we've got enough. That last event would have been amazing, wouldn't it, Mike? I mean, it was amazing. We took it online. We should have had them volunteering cash, I think. But we'll see what we can do for the guide dogs. Right. OK, that summer single syllable. I don't know where I read that, actually, Jane. But
I read it on the dog site.
So it was actually on their site?
Yeah.
Maybe they've got a longer name and they shorten it. I mean, Lola. That's two, isn't it? Maya.
Lola.
Lola, or Princess, as we call her. She's crazy beans, she is. But she's so adorable. When she arrived, we kept saying, good boy. Your first was Anne. I remember that. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Was it Anne, or that being shortened from Annie, or something like that? See, Jane will know all these dogs, we won't. All the ones I think of that you've had have been two syllables, but I never actually clocked that as being something to think about. We were too busy trying to make enough money over the course of the year for the dog in the first place. But we'll have a counting up of that, and I'll divvy up my post-it notes, see how many got filled tonight. 3, 4, 5. 5, so we'll see how we go with those. She was a sponsored dog. Or probably named after somebody. I think that's lovely. That's lovely. But Fraggle, I must admit, Fraggle is a cute name. But I was convinced Lola was a boy. So were you, weren't you?
I was.
And now it's good girl. Good girl. She doesn't care. She's just turned into Maya, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She's picked up all of his bad habits. She's literally turning into him. In fact, when Mike took a picture the other day of her in the garden, and she was sat exactly in his spot. And he sent it up and said, guess who? And she'd turn around to the camera, and she was the image of Maya. And you know how different the boys and girls are. So she's of indeterminate gender at the moment. She's just the princess. She's gorgeous. We are incredibly blessed to be marooned here with her. And, of course, you guys. But for now, it's going to be good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We will both see you tomorrow, same time, same place. One thing for you to do, stay safe, guys.